Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The market painted a really mixed picture today. We saw the Nasdaq Composite hit a new record high, but the Dow actually finished in the red. What's driving this divergence?
It's all about where the money is flowing. The entire story today was mega caps and semiconductors. The S&P 500 was just 2 points shy of its all-time high, but if you look under the hood, the equal-weighted index was actually down. This isn't broad market strength. It's concentrated power pushing the headlines.
And the biggest headline of all was AMD. The stock absolutely exploded higher, up almost 24%. What on earth happened there?
This was a monster deal. AMD announced a partnership with OpenAI, including a massive 6-gigawatt commitment to power their next-gen AI infrastructure. To put that in perspective, that is a colossal amount of power and data center capacity. This is the strategic win that AMD bulls have been dreaming of.
So this deal single-handedly validates them as a major player in the AI space, right? A true competitor.
Exactly. It shifts the narrative from NVIDIA versus everyone else to a real two-horse race. As part of the deal, OpenAI also got a warrant for up to 160 million shares of AMD, which vests as they hit deployment targets. It's a powerful endorsement that aligns both companies for the long term.
And that explains why NVIDIA, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, actually closed down over 1%. The market is clearly seeing this as a threat to their dominance.
It has to. This introduces real competition and potential pressure on NVIDIA's pricing power. Now let's be clear. Execution risk is still high for AMD. The first big deployment isn't until the second half of 2026. But for today, the potential was enough to send the entire semiconductor index up nearly 3%.
Got it. So beyond the chip wars, where else did you see strength? The consumer discretionary and communication services sectors also had strong days.
Again, it's the mega cap effect. Microsoft had a solid 2% gain, which helped lift the whole tech sector. And then you have Tesla, which jumped over 5% after teasing some kind of product unveiling for tomorrow on social media. That's pure speculation driving the price, but it was enough to pull the whole discretionary sector higher.
Interesting. So we have this top-heavy leadership, but what about the other side of the tape? What was weak?
We saw money rotate out of defensive areas. Real estate, consumer staples, and healthcare all closed with losses. Financials were also slightly down, despite a big M&A deal. Fifth Third is set to acquire Comerica in an all-stock transaction, which would create the nation's ninth largest bank. Comerica's stock soared on the news, but it wasn't enough to lift the whole sector.
Okay, so with this rotational backdrop, where are you finding actionable ideas for tomorrow? What's showing true continuation strength?
I'm focusing on pockets of the market that showed firm accumulation into the close. First up is the defense and aerospace sector. I'm watching LHX, which pushed late on rising volume, and NOC. They're showing signs of dip buying.
And what about that crypto complex? Bitcoin hit an all-time high, and that has to be creating some opportunities.
Absolutely. The bid for risk there is strong. A name like Hive stair-stepped higher all day on heavy volume, and COIN is on my anticipation list. It has strong momentum. You're also seeing strength in select biotechs and some battery and energy tech names, like ENVX, which had a really clean intraday uptrend.
Let's get specific on one of those. What does the setup in, say, Ulta look like? It's a consumer name that seems to be bucking the defensive trend.
ULTA is a great example of discretionary strength. It pushed a 566 into the close with decisive volume. That's an accumulation signature. For tomorrow, I'd favor a small dip into the 564 to 563 area for an entry. If it can break and hold above 568, then 570 and 572 are very reachable targets.
And your stop?
You'd want to place your stop below that 560 support level. The key is to see if that late-day strength carries over. If it does, the setup is a go.
So as we zoom back out to the major indices, what are the key levels traders need to have on their charts for SPY and QQQ?
The action is a bit ambiguous, so these levels are critical. For SPY, the line in the sand is support around the 668 level. We've tested it recently. To the upside, resistance is near 675. For the QQQ, key support is down at 605 with resistance at 612.
And I noticed some heavy volume spikes right into the close on both of them. Is that a concern?
It is. It suggests an increase in selling activity right at the end of the day. And on the shorter term charts, we're seeing the potential for a bearish crossover in the moving averages. So while the headlines are screaming record highs, the underlying price action is telling us to be cautious. We need to see those support levels hold to maintain conviction.
So the big takeaway is, proceed with caution. We have a market driven by a handful of giants, clear sector rotation, and some underlying technical warnings despite the new highs.
That's it exactly. Focus on the pockets of strength we discussed, like defense, crypto, and select biotechs. Use those key index levels as your guide, and keep your position sizing in check. The elevated volatility means things can turn quickly.
Excellent advice. A complex market, but with clear levels and themes to watch. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.